Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game, to protect returning king salmon and to ensure fishing opportunities in the future, is implementing the following sport fishing regulation restrictions for early run king salmon and the Kasilof River drainage, effective at 12:01 a.m. Monday, May 1st through 11:59 Friday, June 30th, 2023. The bag and possession limit for king salmon 20 inches or greater in length is two hatchery-produced fish. Hatchery-produced king salmon are recognizable by a healed adipose fin clip scar. Naturally produced king salmon of any size may not be possessed or retained and are distinguishable by an intact adipose fin, a small fleshy fin on the back of the fish just ahead of the tail. Naturally produced king salmon that are caught may not be removed from the water and must be released immediately. Additionally, only one single hook, either baited, unbaited, or artificial lure may be used beginning at 12:01 a.m. Tuesday, May 16th through 11:59 Friday, June 30th, 2023. Single hook means a fish hook with only one point. To achieve an adequate escapement and collection of naturally produced king salmon broodstock in 2023, as well as increasing the success of anglers targeting Kasilof River hatchery produced king salmon returning to Crooked Creek, ADFNG has determined restrictions to the early run king salmon sport fishery and the Kasilof River are needed to achieve these goals, said Acting Area Management Biologist Jenny Gates. Alaska Department of Fish and Game manages the Kasilof River early run king salmon sport fishery to achieve a sustainable escapement goal of 700 to 1400 naturally produced king salmon as monitored through the ADFNG weir located on Crooked Creek. Crooked Creek king salmon are used to supplement king salmon stocking programs across South Central Alaska. Following multiple successful and unsuccessful amendments and following over 4 hours of discussion and recesses, the Kenai City Council unanimously passed Ordinance Number 3332-2023, amending Kenai Municipal Code Section 3.10.07, Livestock Within the City Limits. The council passed by a vote of 7-0 the ordinance clarifying the city zones in which chickens may be kept and the quantity of chickens based on square footage of property. Kenai residents are currently allowed to keep chickens, livestock, on designated land larger than 40,000 square feet. The keeping of chickens is not allowed in the Kenai's Urban Residential, Suburban Residential 1, Suburban Residential 2, and the Townsite Historic Zones. Councilmember Harry Nagstead supported Planning and Zoning Recommendations Number 1, which passed unanimously.
The keeping of chicken hens on lots less than 40,000 square feet will be subject to the standards in Subject K. This allowance for the keeping of chicken hens does not permit commercial activities where otherwise prohibited or additional licenses required. This amendment makes it clear that commercial activities are not allowed.
Multiple residents, many from the Woodland subdivision, spoke against the ordinance, including Carol Fries, voicing concerns on enforcement.
If allowing raising chickens in our subdivision, as well as other subdivisions affected by the ordinance, who or how will the additional activity be monitored? How the coops are built? What materials are or will be used? Where on the properties have the coops been placed with proper setbacks? Will neighbors of new chicken properties be notified by the city prior to any permitting is approved? Will additional animal control officers and zoning department employees be needed to handle any added monitoring? How will that affect the city budget? As pointed out in some of the packet comments to date, the monitoring has been difficult.
Councilmember Alex Dothewitz's amendment passed, confirming landowners' responsibilities. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.